This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Thursday morning. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We're steamrolling toward Mayweather-McGregor just 3 days away at 10:30. Are you watching? What are your plans for Saturday night? Will Brinson goes around the NFL with us at 11 o'clock, and it's fitting, Danny, on a day in which there is a lot of quarterback news, that we're going to start by discussing a quarterback ranking that came out 1 through 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL yesterday on the Big Lead. But did you see last night, Chad Henne going to get the call over Blake Bortles in the preseason Game 3 dress rehearsal? We already know that DeShone Kizer has supplanted Brock Osweiler for now in Cleveland. Some of these competitions are ending in ways that were not foreseen.
I am just basking in the circle. The circle of correctness, the Blake Bortles train has derailed. He's bad at football. It's important to be good at football if you want to succeed in football. He is not good at quarterbacking. Jacksonville needs a new quarterback. With all due respect to Chad Henne, they need to upgrade that position thoroughly, and they need to do it soon. They may be one of those teams that's in the market for the signal caller that's here in Washington at the moment on a one-year deal.
As I look around the league at some of these teams that are trying to find an answer at the QB spot, I can't help but feel pretty good about how the Redskins are doing.
Yeah.
The fact that our issues are this team can't run the ball. Kirk Cousins wasn't as sharp as you would have wanted in a game where he was 14 of 23 and averaged, you know, enough yards per completion that he would have thrown for nearly 300 in a game had he have gone the distance. You can feel pretty good about the floor here, even though the ceiling isn't always exactly what you're hoping for with the consistency week in and week out. But speaking of that, let's get to the ranking on the Big Lead, done by Jason McIntyre, who does great work. He ranked every starting quarterback in the NFL 1 to 32. So we'll go through some of these rankings with you, break them down player by player, at least in the top 10, tell you where Cousins is. And then what we want to do is we want to find out from you who you think the most overrated and the most underrated quarterback in the league is, and we'll both give you ours next segment as well. So let's start here with Tom Brady at number 1 is who he lists first. He writes about Brady, turns 40 in August, has shown no signs of slowing down, just won a Super Bowl without Gronk, which is incredible. The Patriots added Brandon Cooks, a 6th Super Bowl ring would match Jordan's 6 NBA rings. Brady's already passed him, and it links to a story about Brady being one of the best athletes of all time.
Yeah, there's greatness there, no question.
That's a little bit crazy to me. That said, Tom Brady being number 1, I don't know how much dispute you can have. I wouldn't list him first. Any 1 through 32 ranking of starting quarterbacks in the NFL, for me, Aaron Rodgers is the number 1 guy on. Brady would be second. But you can't spend a whole lot of time debating that, as far as I'm concerned. Like, it's either Rodgers or Brady, and both can be right.
Yeah, both guys do the thing where, oh, your number 1 receiver isn't healthy, or this guy isn't any good. Somebody that nobody else wanted, you'll make Deion Lewis a guy that could be a Pro Bowler if he played every week. And Aaron Rodgers, some dude named Janis.
Danny Amendola is going to look a lot better in New England than somewhere else.
Yeah,
Chris Hogan's going to be a stud and lead the league in receiving yards.
Guys will throw you open. I mean, both those guys are so incredible. Aaron Rodgers, to me, does more are-you-flipping-kidding-me things, more back-breaking type things. Tom Brady is Dexter, basically, from the Showtime show. He is just a precision instrument, constantly carving you up. Rodgers, you think you have him, but you don't.
I think Rodgers does the most physical trait, tool, attribute things that no one else can do.
Mm-hmm.
Brady has the most intangible attribute pluses that no one else has. That's, to me, the differentiation, deciphering between those two guys. Listed third is Andrew Luck of the Colts by the Big Lead and McIntyre. With no running game and no offensive line, the best young quarterback in the NFL, 27, is young, as he writes, still managed to throw for 4,200 yards and 31 touchdowns. Andrew Luck is very good. I don't want to tip my hand just yet when we go most overrated, most underrated, but I think putting him third in the NFL after the last couple seasons is a little bit overstated at this point. Is Luck really the third best quarterback in football right now for you, Danny?
Not for me. And there's still he will be there one day, that feeling. Now, if injuries don't derail him, I mean, he's great.
If they don't get him killed first.
Yeah, I mean, this is not me running him down. This is simply saying three seems a little high. But we talked about this not last year, I think, but maybe it was the year before. Heading into the season, as Peyton Manning was clearly in his decline, the fused neck where he couldn't throw the ball 40 yards in the air anymore and whatever else, are we in a vacuum or about to be for the kind of the next wave of superstars? Because it's the guys that are up at the top are in their early 30s now, and the superstars are now, you know, mid to late 30s. There's not that 27 or, you know, 25 to 30 range of greatness that's there yet. There's might be guys. There's the Cams, the Andrew Lux, the, you know, whether it's, I'm trying to pull up the top of my head, Kirk Cousins is kind of there. There wasn't that next wave of greatness ready to take over. So you sort of go, maybe there's a vacuum that could be filled by somebody if he has a couple great seasons. Well, fast forward, Andrew Luck's been hurt a bunch.
Yes.
One great, one incredible year in there where he had very little help and got pummeled and still threw 40 touchdown passes.
Insane. That year, by the way, is the one you look at and you go, if he did that, even every other year, he's probably in the top five in the NFL. But if you go year by year, his rookie year was very impressive, 23 touchdowns, 18 picks. But that was probably like a B-minus type year. It was an above-average season. If you're grading on the scale of a rookie, it was an A. But overall, for the league, it was kind of a B-minus type season. The next year was maybe a C. I mean, he had a decent touchdown-interception ratio, completed 60% of his passes. But it was just a solid year in a league where you can throw the ball pretty easily.
Yeah, he had a better year last year than I thought. Going back and look, after yes. I look at these rankings, I went back and said, actually, pretty impressive numbers.
I'm working my way to last year. 2014, fantastic. That's the year you referenced where they make the AFC Championship game. He was otherworldly. That's an A-plus season. 2015, he was not very good, and he only played in seven games. And then last year, he was actually a superb with a 96 rating, 31 touchdowns and 13 picks without a whole lot of help. So, yeah, I would say easily top 10, fringe top 5. To say that he's the third best quarterback in the NFL, to me, is aggressive. That's where they list him. They've got Matt Ryan fourth, coming off of a year in which he got to the Super Bowl. They're right up. Reigning MVP, led the NFL in almost every passing category that matters, but it's going to take months to get the second half of the Super Bowl out of everyone's heads, unless, of course, you want to fully blame Kyle Shanahan. Matt Ryan was always good and became great under Kyle. I'm curious to see, without Kyle Shanahan around, what he looks like this year.
Me too. So I've always been a Ryan guy, but I've always felt like he's not approaching that elite tier. And I hate elite. I know we've gone through this, whatever else. But he's one of those guys where I knew if you move his feet, make him uncomfortable, he can't respond. Seattle did it in the playoff game a couple years ago, if you recall, when Atlanta was still pretty good. If you get him off his line a little bit, if you disrupt him, if you hit him a few times, you can beat him.
I could say the same thing about Brady. You know, when he loses, it's pressure up the middle. Anytime that guy's flustered by Denver or one of these teams in the playoffs, he's moved around, he's a different player.
I would say more so with Ryan, but it's a point well seen for Brady. Whereas I feel
think
like
most guys, in other words, have that problem.
But my point is, if you hit Aaron Rodgers a couple times, congrats, he's still going to do something incredible. He's still going to backbreak you. He's still going to wiggle and buy extra time, pat the football, throw a laser on the back shoulder of somebody, etc. So Matt Ryan's the kind of guy where if it's 72 and sunny, you're running 7-on-7 drills and shorts. Not many guys better. At this point in his life, it's the first read isn't there. Can I scramble around the goal line and throw somebody open? That's not really what he does that well. Within a system, we'll execute as good as anyone.
Matt Ryan last year had one of the best quarterback seasons we've ever seen before.
He was special. I mean, amazing.
He had 38 touchdowns and 7 picks. That's Brady and Rodgers-esque.
4,900
passing yards and a 117 rating for Matt Ryan as he carried the Falcons all the way to the Super Bowl. They list Russell Wilson fifth. It felt like he took a step back last year, according to Jason McIntyre. Threw a career-high 546 passes, 15th in total QBR after being in the top six the previous 3 years. Number to watch, he's absorbed 40-plus sacks each of the last 4 seasons. He's not built like Luck, Ryan, or Roethlisberger. Now, this one does not pass the eye test for me. I mean, there was 2 or 3 week stretches last year where the Seahawks weren't scoring touchdowns and Russell Wilson was a guy. I think he's very good. I think he is also kind of in that, you know, 8 to 12 range, somewhere like that in football, but to have him fifth is too high for me. They put Drew Brees sixth of the Saints, led the NFL in several passing categories. For the third straight year, he couldn't get the Saints to the playoffs. That's a ridiculous thing to put in this post.
So I do not buy that. That's my third best quarterback, spoiler.
Yeah, he's 38 now, and like Brady, showing no signs of slowing down. They put Marcus Mariota seventh, which is too high for me. With the weakest wide receivers of any contender, he's already had 2 better seasons than the quarterback picked ahead of him, Jameis Winston. Concerned, both of Mariota's seasons have ended prematurely due to injury. I think he's taking them to the playoffs this year. I mean, Mariota having better years than Jameis Winston, which is stated here as a fact, is debatable in the sense that you're not taking context into the equation of what each guy's asked to do in terms of running game, defense being played, the scheme that they run, how much is on their plate. He's got a lot less to deal with than Jameis Winston. Rounding out the top 10, they put Roethlisberger of the Steelers, 8, who just turned 35 years old. They've got Derek Carr of the Raiders, 9, and Matt Stafford of the Lions, 10. In case you're curious, this is a fairly, I think, realistic and also thoughtful ranking for Kirk Cousins. They put Kirk Cousins 11th, directly ahead of Eli Manning, Cam Newton, and Dak Prescott. The write-up on Cousins being 11th, he's finished top 8 in QBR, passer rating, completion percentage, and yards per attempt each of the last 2 years. So this isn't some fluke of a run. If anything, I'm bullish on his prospects because he wasn't supposed to be anywhere near this good of a quarterback and has exceeded all expectations. So I like the ranking of Cousins. I always kind of say somewhere in that 9 to 13 range, 9 to 12 probably. 11 is about where he belongs as far as I'm concerned. I think that's a job well done. But let's do this next, Danny. First, you can react to the top 10 we just gave you, 800-636-1067. You can react to Kirk Cousins ranking 11th if you'd like. Again, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener line's open, 800-636-1067. This is what we want to do, though. Use this conversation to talk with you on the phones about who is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL? Who is the most underrated quarterback in the NFL? Prepare both of those answers. If you can't call us, you could tweet us.
At Funny Danny for me, at Grant H. Paulson for Grant H. Paulson.
All the passers in the league, the guy that gets the most credit that doesn't deserve it and the least credit that deserves more, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Folks, Danny Ruye here for my pals. It's Ted Britford. I love him. This is not just me doing an advertisement. I went to legal training. I know that if you endorse something, you got to use the product. You got to believe in it. Well, guess what? I use it and I believe in it. I've been to Ted Britford not once, but twice. That's right. Two different cars in the Ruye family. They're both Ted Britfords. I love these guys and you will too. Come see why. Fairfax or Chantilly, right? Just click away at TedBrit.com. Here is what you get. 0% financing for 72 months on the Fusion, the Escape, the Explorer, the Edge, plus $1,000 trade assistance. You can get 125% Kelley Blue Book value on that trade-in. Oh, is that a good deal? Oh, is it? Yes, it is, bro. I got myself a Ford Fusion. It's parked downstairs right now, charging up. I love that ride. It's great. I filled up the gas tank one time because I drove down to the Outer Banks and back. That's the only time I've ever had to stop and go to the side of the road to a gas station and fill up the car. Otherwise, just the electric charge gets me to and from work every single day. Get yourself one of those or whatever fits your lifestyle, man. I'm not judging you. Plus, you get Ted Britt for life when you buy from them. That's anything less than 100,000 miles. New pre-owned, doesn't matter. You get Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage. Go see him and tell him Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.